on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania. This is Mornings with Leon Compton.
On to the really sad news that's capturing world attention this morning. A massive explosion has rocked Lebanon's capital, Beirut. More than 60 people have been killed, more than 3,000 injured. Much of the port's been flattened. The shockwave has damaged buildings across the city, as far in some reports as 10 kilometres from the blast. Australia's embassy has been impacted significantly, and there are thousands of Australians living in Lebanon and thousands of Lebanese living in Australia and calling Australia home. Must be incredibly difficult to look at those pictures this morning and hear the stories. Fadi Zuki is the Honorary Consul General for the Republic of Lebanon in the state of Tasmania. Fadi, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on your program this morning.
We're so sorry for the situation that your country people are facing in Lebanon at the moment.
It's certainly a very dark day in the history of Lebanon and its people. The country has been trying very hard to recover from the coronavirus and economic crisis they've been experiencing. To get this is almost like an insult after injury. Extremely sad.
Fadi, what can you add to the picture, please, of what we know from Lebanon, from Beirut this morning?
Obviously, this is still at early stage. They're going to have to conduct investigations to basically crystallize the findings. But what it is in the interim is the Lebanese port authorities have seized a large number of ammonium nitrate shipment that was illegal in the Lebanese waters, and they had it stored for a while. And apparently that there was some fireworks stored also nearby that actually caught fire and led to the ammonium nitrate to catch fire and explode, which you earlier stated. Yes, absolutely. It's gone beyond 10 kilometers radius. The damage is severe. Hospitals can't cope in Lebanon at the moment with the injured that's been brought in. They have been actually sent away to a very far away hospital to the north part of Lebanon. It's incredible. It's just like almost, Beirut looks like Nagasaki and Hiroshima today. It's terrible. Mm.
Well, amazing that you raised that reference, given that today is in fact the anniversary of one of those events from 75 years ago. Fadi Zuki is our guest this morning, the Honorary Consul General for the Republic of Lebanon in the state of Tasmania. Consul General, what can you tell us about Tasmanian Lebanese that might be there at the moment? Have you had families contact you this morning?
Yes, I did. I had several families contact me, and for me to shed more light on what's happening in Lebanon, offer also their help and services. The community in Tasmania has been absolutely terrific, and I plead today to the Tasmanians to pray for Lebanon and for the government to also to see what they can do to support Lebanon in this really, really, really terrible time. I've been getting also a lot of international calls from my colleagues around the world as well. We are all now putting together strategies to try and see how we can provide relief and support.
Do you believe that there were Tasmanian Lebanese that might have been in Beirut at the time of this explosion?
Absolutely. There's two families. I'm actually in the process of doing some paperwork for them. They are currently in Beirut. I know there was one Australian confirmed dead this morning, as I've been advised by the Commission. But again, there's over 20,000 Australians who live in Lebanon. So, as I said, soon we'll find a lot more, and hopefully not going to be a sad, negative news. We hope for positive news.
Fadi, to my listening audience, to your listening audience around Tasmania right now, is there anything that we can do to help in the immediate term?
I really, first and foremost, of course, I would love to have Lebanon in your prayers, and its people have suffered for over 40 years. I certainly would love to see someone come up with an appeal for the Red Cross in Lebanon to try and provide ever needed relief if possible. If someone can take initiative with that level, that would be absolutely wonderful. The Red Cross do a great job in Lebanon, and they probably need your support.
Okay. And so for you now, it's back to the business of trying to track down and understand the situation of Tasmanians who may have been in Beirut this morning when this explosion happened.
Yes, I'm actually in the process now to work very closely with the Lebanese authorities, my foreign affairs, minister and also with the Australian embassy in Beirut, trying to work out if there's any more Australian casualties on the ground. But sooner or later, as I said, it's still early stages. People are still being taken to hospital. They're still finding victims everywhere. The news could be a lot worse than it is now, unfortunately.
Fadi Zuki, we appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you for sharing your time on this difficult day.
I appreciate you very, very much, and thank you. Thanks to you and to ABC.
Okay, so to the Red Cross, and as you heard the Consul General mention there, the Red Cross heavily involved in Lebanon at the moment. You could consider contributing there. I'm not sure if a direct contribution page has gone up yet. It's still the first hours of this tragedy unfolding in Beirut at the moment, but thoughts with all of those, and particularly those Tasmanians who might be there at the moment or have loved ones there, thinking of you.